kasha is what exactly is the relationship between iskasi kisura and davar shebe'erva. Do I read that it's iskasi kisura and therefore havi davar shebe'erva? Or they argue that no, that number one is chazik isura, and on top of that, number two, it is considered to be indeed a davar shebe'er. Remember, of Soloveitchik once was discussing the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the kasha of the Rosha, no? Ma havodah zos lochem? L'fi shehotzi esatzam in haklal, we follow the girs of the Rambam, kafar be'ikar. The girs of the Chilch is v'kafar be'ikar, v'kafar be'ikar. The Rav pointed out there's a big difference between those two. If you don't have the Vav, it's a statement of causality. Your Motzi Yisatzim in a cloud, that itself is considered to be an act of Tvira. The Rambam writes, if a person separates himself from Knesset Yisrael, he doesn't have a Chelik in Olam Haba. If it's Vikafar Bifar, you know what that means? He's a Rosh on two counts. Number one, Motzi Yisatzim in a cloud. In addition to that, he's a Kofar Bikar, but without the Vav, it becomes not a compound statement, but a statement of causality. The fascinating machlokes here, Tosfos and Ramban, what exactly is the relationship between Iskazik Isura and the fact that it is a Davar Sheva Erba, Chivas Rabbi Kivega, Kuvchav Davar. But maybe one could back up and simply raise a very, very basic question. You want to go ahead and to test the fact that this woman is a Grusha, this woman is an Eishes Ish, I understand that's a Davar Sheva Erba. You want to, for example, perform a Maisa Gerushin, a Maisa Kedushin, Eidus Lekima Davar, yes, that's a Davar Sheva Erva. There are two different types of Davar Sheva Erva that require Shnayim. We discussed it length, Reb Chaim Perek Dalet, of a Chazim Machalitza, Eidus Lekima Davar, Eidus Lebira Davar. Is that indeed what's happening in this particular case? You have an individual that is making a representation not at all regarding the status of the woman. The person is not weighing in on whether the woman is considered to be an Eishes Ish or whether she's a Grusha. The person simply is attesting to the status of the Get, the Chefzah Shel Get, not the Gavra, in terms of her position. Is it so obvious that that is considered to be a Davar Sheva Erva? Is that so obvious indeed that that's true? We discussed at great length, no, Machlokes, Tosus, the Rambam, whether Nida is considered to be Arayos. Can we apply when it comes to Nida the concept of Ein Davar Shel Kofes Mishnayim, the Tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam, Chelek HaTshuvas of Sefer Yosha and Siman Bey. I'm not testifying regarding the status of anyone. I'm testifying regarding the status of the mikvah. This is a mikvah Ksheira, this is a mikvah Psuva. That's called the Davar Sheva Erva. The ramifications of indeed whether the mikveh is ksher or psula can be incredible. It can be mamish an issue of achiyu kares, but that's not my edus. My edus is the status of whether, for example, a woman is a kukuli ava, or whether she is not. Maybe that's called the davar sheva erva. We discussed that's the theme of Reb Chaim. It is the kima davar when it comes to yibum and chalitza. I'm not testifying regarding the status of anyone. No. You know, a chalitza requires a minhag, no? And that shoe has many, many, many different details. What would constitute a minhag, the sandal that is kosher for the purpose of chalitza? When I attest to its status, you know what? That's called the davar sheva erva. We typically assume that the status of is considered to be that which is yisurim. The impact of, I understand. So this person is coming forward, and he is just simply saying that, you know what, this get is a get kosher. Is it so obvious that that should be considered to be a davar sheva erva? And then I can apply a principle of ein davar sheva erva pachus mishnayim, and the answer is what? That ima chasum al shtar, kmishenech kredusam abezden dami, adin derabana, mishubiguna. Why not just simply argue that that is not the edus at all? The edus is just simply regarding the status of a particular chefza, ayin nafkamina, when it comes to davar sheva erva. Isn't that how we always function in terms of being able to ascertain the status of, you know, I can go ahead and be made that this is chelev, elechadam v'yisurim. If someone eats that chelev, ikta b'chayim kareis and malkos, I understand, but my edus is not regarding any of those aspects, just simply defining the Chefze in and of itself? Is it so obvious that that should be called the Davar Sheva Erva? And apparently the Gemara says yes. This is already hard that Nesivos raises in Torah's Kippur, that why is this even called a Davar Sheva Erva at all? We're not talking about the Chalos Elisha, we're not talking about the Maisa Gerishin, we're talking about simply the status of this Chefze as being a get kosher. Well, what exactly is the answer to this, I would say, very, very basic question? Rav Soloveitchik once explained as follows, that maybe the answer is in light of several other sayings. So let's start with later Gittendav Lamed Beis. Gittin requires, of course, a Yislakim Adonai. That certainly is true. What about Shlichus for Gittin? Shlichus for Gittin? That's not so obvious. A person appoints a shliach for a gerushin, is that considered to be davar shever that requires a yislakim davar, or is it not? We discussed in the past that Chiddush, the Rambam distinguishes between the shlichus of the baal and the shlichus of the isha. What happens if I appoint a shliach and I want to be mevatel the shlichus? I appoint this person as a shliach for the purpose of deliverance of a get, and all of a sudden, I change my mind. So a very fundamental machlokas rishonim, minui shlichus, bitula shlichus. Does that require eidos? Does it not? You know, when a person goes in, he's mevatel shlichus. You see that sugya, gittin daf amabeis, a stunning machlokas, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, chozer megarishvo, or eno chozer megarishvo. Can he go ahead and change his mind and use the get once again? Or do we assume it? Again, that you have an appropriate ksivas get, and there was a mi'ah shlichus. Let's assume there was a bit of shlichus. So, you know what, can I decide? No, I'm going through with it. Do I have to go ahead and write another get? Or is that get considered to be sufficient? So that's a machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says that chozer megareshbo. And Rav Sheshes says, eino chozer megareshbo. You can't go ahead and use that gate. And even Rav Nachman, we pass him like, chozer megareshbo. Why exactly is it true? You know what the Gemara says very simply? Nehi debatli shlichusa de shliach ita me'elvato. You just canceled the shlichus. You were mevatel the shliach. Well, you were mevatel the get. You didn't impair the get. You just told the shliach not to deliver the get. So Nachman says, so therefore the status of the get remains intact. It remains intact. Well, take a look at the Rambam here. The Rambam writes, even though we pass the life of Nachman, Chosim, and Garishbo, the Rambam writes that's only because you weren't mevat to the get, you mevat to the shlichus. But the Rambam writes, if you weren't mevat to the shlichus, you mevat to the get. There is no shlichus. But the Baal has the get. And he expresses that no, he is no longer intending to give this get. You know what? The get is batel. That's something striking, no? Tosus is bothered by the following. This is Tosus is kasha. First, Tosus is bothered. Lo asidibur mevata maisa. Okay, you decided no, but you already had a ksivas get. And Tosus raises the kasha. Hayitachin. Take a look. Now, I'm a base with A's. Imagine a person writes a Sefer Torah. And he decides he's going to be the mouth of the Sefer Torah. You know what? I was supposed to be paid $40,000 for this. No? And I didn't get a dime. So, guy's reckless. No, I hereby mevato, no? The kavana lishma, the lishma of the Sefer Torah. I'm being mevato. So, you don't tell the guy to get lost. No, you're mevato. Mevato what? You have a Sefer Torah, that's a Sefer Torah, which is kosher. And all of a sudden, now you want to rescind, you want to retract. I'm going to tell you that, you know, that's not possible. You didn't get your salary. Let's work on that. Bezdin, didn't tell her, but how can... So, how can we assume that Eino Chozer Megareshbo? You can somehow rescind the Lishma of Gerushin? You can't rescind Lishma of Sefer Torah. He can't rescind the lishma of matzah, of sukkah, of tzitzis, of tefillin. Why do we think that, you know what, that somehow that if a person engages in bitul haget, that inochoz magarishma? And again, the Rambam's psak realized this is not the machlokes from Nachman of Sheshes. The only reason that Rav Nachman says chos magarishma, the Rambam explains, is because you weren't mevatel to the get, you're only mevatel to the shlichus. But if you were intending to be able to get that really is true, isn't that an incredible chiddush, that possibility of a bittul haget? Since when can you revoke the shma that was already invested in a particular chiddush? You know, I'll ask you the following. The shma is not something which is so foreign. The Sefer Torah requires the shma. Tzitzis requires the shma. Oh, sukkah, sukkah, dates, sukkah, to some extent requires the shma. Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. Ah, Rashi and Beitza, the Aflam and Beitz, maybe there are two different models of Sukkah, one which is Lishma, one which is not Lishma. Lishma is not so foreign to us. Is Lishma Gerishim the same Lishma as when it comes to Tzitzis, or Tefillin, or Sefer Torah, or Mezuzah, or Sukkah, or Matzah? Are they really the same? Or maybe there's no Gzereshim between the lishma of. One thing no doubt is clear, that typically speaking, lishma is a very broad, broad mindset. Now, what does it mean? Now, l'shem tefillin, l'shem tzitzis, l'shem so, is that enough when it comes to a get? Is that enough when it comes to a get? Now, when the sofer goes ahead and writes the get, he's doing so l'shem gerishin, l'shem gerishin. So you know what you're going to tell me? That's really not enough. The fact that he just happens to do this, the Shem Gerishin, that really is not enough. That's not enough. You're going to tell me, no, the Shem Gerishin. Gerishin has to be very specific, no? It has to be the Shem Gerishin Zu, no? It has to be this guy, this woman, this couple. Okay, this couple. You know, I have trouble sleeping at night. My next door neighbors, they're constantly fighting. I hear every night, you know? I know. It's only a matter of time until they, you know? So, I happen to be a sofer. So you know what I mean? I write the get. So guess what? Now the neighbor comes barging my door. I want to give my get over. Here it is. It's already done. What, you have the shema? Of course I had the shema, no? What do you mean? That I heard what was going on. I knew this is not going to last. It's not sustainable. I wrote the get. L'shem gerishin zu. Is that good? I don't know, some of the yeshivas, you know, they were learning the sechus gittins. I have to sometimes give faher. So I said, you know, so I did that. Is that a good get? I didn't get the right answer. No, I didn't get the right answer from the tummy. I think they were learning gittin the whole year. No, I didn't get, is that called Ishma? No? I wrote the get, the Shem Gerishin, not the Shem Gerishin, the Shem Gerishin Zu. Is that called Ishma? So maybe they didn't give me the right answer because they were thinking about Tosas and Erev and Adaf Yud Gimel, where Tosas and Erev writes that is Lishma. There is Lishma, but that's a Chiddush Otzum. That's Lishma. Tosas says that's Lishma. Kimat all Rishon disagree with Tosas. That's not called, what do you mean it's not called Lishma? It's not called Lishma. Lishma doesn't mean the sofer has to have in mind this Girish. You know what Lishma means? Sivui habal. The Baal has to authorize the ksiva. I don't have to authorize my asiyah samatsa. I don't have to authorize my asiyah sasukkah. I don't have to authorize my ksiva sefer Torah. But if the Baal did not authorize the ksiva saget, that's not cool. A ksiva lishma. It's a very different hagdara of lishma. Lishma normally means just simply l'shem. That's not good enough when it comes to gerishin. First, you need A, l'shem gerishin zu, and B, that's something that has to be authorized by the Baal. Why exactly is that true? So Slavichik just said the following, hadara, lishma b'chol haTorah kulo, is simply the hachanas hachefza. How do you create matzah? How do you create a sukkah? How do you create tefillin? How do you create tzitzis? Okay, so sometimes the Torah says that you have to infuse a certain mindset, a certain level of lishma. Dibur, machshava, good, Rashi, Tosus. Okay, is that lishma when it comes to gerishin? Not really. Much more is necessary. Hashem Gerish and Zu, and a step beyond, Sivri Habal. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So you know what maybe the secret is? The secret is the following. That Sivas Haget is not just the Hachana Sachefza to perform Gerishin, but the Ksivas Haget is the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. It's not just simply Asiyas Achefza. The Torah says that there's Gerishin. What is Gerishin? You know what Gerishin is? Bekos Sevenasa. It's not that the Maisa Gerishin is just the Nesina. And obviously, the Nesina is the Nesina Saget. So this is how you create a greater get. The mitzvah is Achilas Matzah, this is how you create Matzah. The Ksiva Saget is part of the Maisa Gerish. Part of the Maisa Gerish. And therefore, let's assume Tzivri Abal is necessary. Is necessary. He is the Bala Maisa. The Maisa Gerish. When you need Shlichus, we don't need Shlichus. But that is something of a Kosa, a Kosa of an Asan. A Kosa of an Asan. And therefore, that's something which is critical. So therefore, a person goes ahead and engages in Lishma b'chola Torah kula. Of course, you can't revoke, rescind the Lishma. The matzah is matzah k'sheira. The sefer Torah is kasha. The sukkah is a sukkah k'sheira. Here, you're dealing with a maisa gerish and ksiva ksiva. And all of a sudden now, between the ksiva and the sina, a person has a shift in mind. He's mevatel the get. Ein ochoz ha-magarish bo. Ein ochoz ha-magarish bo. That's the Chiddush of Nachman of Sheshes and the Rambam Shita. This is not machlokis even. Everyone agrees. The machlokis is, do we say this of bitul ha-shlichus? When I'm mevatel the shlichus, I'm mevatel the get. Then Rav Nachman says no. Just because you say you shouldn't deliver it does not mean I'm impairing the status of the get. But if I were to go ahead and say no, everything's on hold. So therefore, there isn't a seamlessness between the ksiva and the Nesina. That's an important thing. That the Ksiva Saget is part of my Sagerish. Maybe that's part of the Chiddush and of the Gemara. That attesting to the status of the Get is Eidus on my Sagerish. That's called the Dabar Shaver. That's called Yischazik Yisur. That's not just simply Eidus on Chefts. And where indeed do you see that this really is true? You look in a Mishnah and Daf Pei Aleph. It's a stunning sheet of Beishamai, but even so, a husband goes ahead and writes the get for his wife, and v'nimlach, he changes his mind. You know what Beishamai says? Such a great, great Kiddush. Psola min ha-kaluna. She can't marry a kohen. She already can't marry a kohen. Imagine. Because there already was a ksiva saget. She can't marry a kohen. What exactly is that hagdara? Pei aleph mar aleph. That's hagdara. The Gemara spells out, pei beis and beis, reyach haget. There is something which is obviously a complete maisa gerishin, but there also is something called a reyach haget. Take a look at that sugya. Pei beis and beis. V'isha grusha me isha. Isha grusha. What does it mean? Me isha. Ooh, the Gemara says the following Kiddush. Maybe a din daraisa, a rash, but a pei dawa, a din daraisa. A person who goes and gives his wife a get. Hareat mugreshesli, v'i at muteris l'chola. We're divorced, but you're not allowed to marry anyone else. The Gemara says the following. That's called a sefer krisus. But there the Gemara already says, she's Asur Lakoin. She's Asur Lakoin. Wow. Isha Grusha Me Isha. After all, if there was a get, and the get creates a severance just for the Baal, that already is sufficient to say that she can no longer marry a Kohen. Oh, that's such a Chiddush, no? That's something which is called a Reach HaGet. Literally, it has the scent of a get. The Maisa Gerisha was not complete, but it's not meaningless. It's not zero. when we talked about the chalitza, that Reb Chaim, Perek Dalet, there's a big difference between an invalid chalitza as opposed to a chalitza psula. A chalitza psula. Sometimes even when it comes to a get, you can have a reacha get where she's already treated as a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. As mentioned, that Rashba, Dindaraisa, that's a Joshua Gmura, not just an Asmachta. Okay, that's Pei Beis. But Pei Aleph, Pei Shammai says, it already has that status after Ksiv. After Ksiv, imagine. The get was not even given. The get was not even given. But because of the Gareis is Ishto V'Nimlach, this woman is already Asura L'Kohen, Asura L'Kohen. Doesn't that indicate that the Ksivas Haged, that's what the Rav pointed out, is not just the Hachanas Hachefza, Hachanas Hachefza? She's going to be Asura L'Kohen because of Hachanas Hachefza? The answer is that no, the Maisa Gerish. The Maisa Gerish has begun. The Maisa Gerish has begun. You look at the Mishnah Daf Yetes, Machlokes, Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Sefer Krisus. What exactly is a Sefer? What are the requirements of a Sefer Krisus? A Sefer could address two very different aspects. Number one, maybe Sefer Sfiras Torah. It's addressing the text of the get. What the words of the get have to say. Ahud is Sfiras Torah Budas. You know, another possibility is the following. No, Sefer means a document, a document. A get has to be a document. Are you allowed to write a get on an Eved? I go ahead and write the get on the hand of the Eved, and I go ahead and I hand over the Eved. Can I go ahead and write a get on an animal and deliver the animal? Can I go ahead and, you know, someone's wife thought, oh, so nice that... it's a birthday, my husband is giving me a beautiful cake. Right, he gives her the cake and she looks hariyaka graciously. Divorce cake, no. Machlokas tanaim, machlokas tanaim. Don't get there, machlokas tanaim, no. Rabbi Yosef Gili says, no. No, you can't go ahead and write a get on Ochlin. You can't go ahead and write a get on Balichai. Kenev Ruachayim, has to be a sefer. And the Chachamim disagree. And the Chachamim say, no, Sefer means Sfiras Dvarim. It's addressing the text, the Nusach HaGet, not the substance, the document of the Get. And you know what? You can write a Get on Balichayim. You can write a Get on an Eved. You can write a Get on a Behema. And give her the Behema, give her the Eved. So the Gemara, that's your test. Chafalef. Chafalef on the Beis. What do you do exactly? You write a get on the hand of the Eved, you have to give her the Eved. You go ahead and write the get on a Keren Shel Paro. Why do you have to give her the Paro? Write the get on the Keren Shel Paro, and guess what? Now cut off the horn and give her the horn. You have to give her the whole animal. So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says yes. That's stunning, no? The Gemara says yes. Even though the Chachamim maintain that there's no psul of Balechayim. But it can't be mechusar ktsitsa. It can't be mechusar maisa. You can't have a davar hamafsik ben ksivul in asina. Imagine. Ben ksivul in asina. So if you go ahead and you write on, and then you go ahead and give, that's a get kosher. But if you go ahead and write on, and then guess what? You sever that horn from the animal, that's a psul. That already is a davar hamafsik ben v'kosav an asan. That's pretty incredible, no? In other words, good, there's no psula balichayim, but you can't have a davar hamafsik ben ksiva l'nesina. So, the long Tosus Mamish quotes Maisa Shoya, unbelievable, no? A get was written, and it was written on a large piece of parchment. Maisa Shoya, Rabbi Tam. And guess what? After the get was given, they just cut the piece of parchment in half. No? They cut it in half. They started trimming it. No? That's the din on Tosfos. Is that called mechusar ktsitsa? Mechusar ktsitsa with the animal. It's a bal chai, and now it's mamish tolush. Here, you know, it looked a little odd. No, you have like all this extra. Say so you trim it. Maybe you can't trim. That's Tosfos' din. But doesn't all this point to there's a psula mechusar ktsitsa? a psula mechusar tzitza? Don't you see the obvious, no? That the ksiva is not just merely the achanas hachefetz alone, but the ksiva is the tchilas maisa girish. And therefore, if it'll be seamless, that's true. But if you know what, if there's a davra mafsik, then certainly not. So that's the din on Tosus, you know? I just trim a little bit. Is that called davra mafsik? Or is that of no consequence whatsoever? But in principle, yes, you're going to go ahead and remove the keren from the para. It certainly is considered to be. As Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, don't you see from mechusar ktitza, the seamlessness between the ksiva saget and the nesina saget, that indeed that's true? Wow. You know, when the Mishnah discusses the following, is there a problem with writing a get, let's say, today? What happens in a case of nichta b'yom v'nichta b'layla? You know, it spans a couple of different days. Now, the ksiva was here, and whatever followed was on the next day. Is that considered to be a problem? Now, the Mishnah tells us, Reb Shimon Mashi. Okay. Why Reb Shimon Mashi? Oh, so Rish Lakish explains the following. You know what the issue is? The issue is Zman Begit. The issue is Zman Begit. We're going to put a date on this gift. Why is it so important to have a date on this gift? Why is it so important? So Rish Lakish says the following. You know why you have to have a date on the gift? Because of Peros. But you know what? A marriage, the husband has certain entitlements. She brings certain property into the marriage. I'm going to say new look. The property is considered to be hers, but he has a right. He has a right to the peros. Calls man indeed that they're married. Imagine all of a sudden someone comes to the business and says, you know what? My ex-husband has been using all these peros. Even after the gerushin, he's not entitled. He was entitled when married, no longer entitled. So very, very simply, okay, let's get the get. Let's see what the date is. That's why titnus man begerushin, because there are certain entitlements that are going to come to an end about gerushin. Oh, so isn't that a problem, then? You're going to write the get now, and obviously, writing it now, the get is going to reflect the current date. And all that happened was the ksiva. But that's the date that's going to be found in the get. So isn't that a problem? You're going to use this date as an indicator as to when the get took place, and the Baal is no longer entitled, when of course he was entitled. So how can Reb Shimon say, I'm not bothered by this? That could be a potential significant problem. You're going to reference a get that has a date where the Baal still has the schus and the chilas peiros. See what Rish Lakish says? That's not a problem at all. And that's why Rav Shimon Machshir, that's not a problem at all. Why isn't it a problem? Because guess what? The schus of achilas peiros of the Baal comes to an end, Mishas Ksiva. You're going to tell me the get was only written and nothing more happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was already written. The Ksiva is a Tchilas Maisa Gerish. And already at that point, Chazal said he's no longer entitled. That is the real date. That's the Kiddush of Rish Lakish. Because the Skus Habal to Nisse Milug is Paka Mishas Ksiva. Wow. The Baal's going to turn to me and say, we didn't do anything. All we did was write a get. So I'm going to tell the guy, no, you didn't just write a get. You know what? Beit Shammai says that your wife can no longer marry a Kohen. He can't have a davar mafsik ben the ksiva and the nesina. We treat the ksiva saget as a davar shebe'erva. Something of great significance did indeed happen. You can't just simply say, no, that certainly is not true. The Gemara even says such a stunning Kiddush that, you know, the Sugin Gevamos and the Mem Beis discusses Havchana. It's one of those unusual dinim that we derive based on Pesukim regarding Avramim. Leyoslach Elokim ulezarecha acharecha. Leyoslach Elokim ulezarecha acharecha. Meaning what? You have to be able to determine zera. Meaning you have to be able to know who is the mother, who is the father. So, for example, a husband dies, a couple divorces. We do not allow the woman to marry immediately, because if she's going to marry immediately, you know what? Soon thereafter, she may have a child, and we are not going to be able to know whether the father of that child is the Baal Rishon or the Baal Sheni. So we have to have a buffer. We have to have a buffer in order to do that. That's a din of Havchana. Now, interesting, now, the din of Havchana derived from the pasuk regarding Avraham Avinu. Fascinating, no? What dinim are we or not allowed to learn from Kodem, Matan Torah? The Gemara suggests such a stunning chiddush that, you know what? Havchana. The clock starts ticking. Tzadi Beis Yom, from Ksivim, from the Tchilas Maisa Gerishim. Mishas Ksiv already. That's where the clock begins. I wouldn't say that that's true if you're just dealing with like the Hachana Sachetza. But what do you mean? Mishas Ksiva, the wheels start turning. Beis Shammai says she's Asura. And it can't be Mechusar Ksitza. And the Chiv Peiros is already considered to be Paka. The relationship is completely broken down in such a case. Mishas Ksiv already. That already is a starting point of Havchana, that we're no longer going to assume that a child is born is from the Baal Rishon after the Ksiva Saged. That also, no, such a Kiddush. That's not a Shavah Shabbat of all these cases, is that the Ksiva Saged is part of a Maisa Gerishon. And therefore, the Lishma is not just simply a Din Klali, but a Din Prati of the Shem Gerishin Zu, Sivli Abal, something which is absolutely critical. Masoreshi pointed to another sugya, Gittin Davayintes, a case of a Get Yashin. What happens in the following case? That you know what? A Get is written, and after the Ksiva Saged, all of a sudden, you know what? There was an encounter. There was a yichud between the Baal and Isha. A get yashan. A get was given. And pending, the Ksiva was pending, a get was written. And all of a sudden, right afterwards, that you know what? They spend time together, alone. So that get should not be given. If after the ksiva, there was an act of yichud, so therefore that get should not be delivered. And what happens to Fayantes? Imnises? What happens if, you know what, that based on that delivery of the get, she goes ahead and remarries? A get was written, yichud, nesina, remarriage, Osetz. She doesn't have to divorce her second husband. We're going to let this go. Imnises Losetz. What does Imnises Losetz mean? We're not going to insist that she's forbidden to her second husband. Ooh, so the Rambam writes a klaugo. No. So you have to read through Rambams, no? Because, you know, I guess our practice, maybe for worse, is we kind of look up Rambams, we learn a Gemara, we look up halacha here, halacha there, but you know, we don't kind of get a holistic view, you know? So you have to read through the Rambams, Hilchos Gerushin. You get to Perek Yud, Rambam writes, V'chol makom v'chibur hazeh. And anywhere in all these halachas that you learn that I ever said the following, Losetze, you know what Losetze means, the Rambam writes? It means you're not forbidden to your second husband, but you have to redo the gerushin. It doesn't mean just let things go. The Rambam writes, you know, you've been looking up these Rambams for years. Nobody ever got to Perek Yud, no? The Rambam writes, realize that kol makom v'chibur hazeh, and all these halachos, and I say losetze means not fun. Hoseitzi means you have to go back, you have to redo the Maisa Gerishin. But we're not going to assist your Asura to the Baal Sheni. That's what Hoseitzi means in the Rambam writes. Well, as opposed to maybe what you would think, Hoseitzi means, okay, don't do it again. No? Next time you get divorced, don't do that again. No? Okay. Careful. No, that's not what it means. Mamish. The new Maisa Gerishin. And then you look in the Rambam and Perek Gimel of Hilchos Gerishin. The Rambam writes, there's an exception. The Rambam writes that, you know what? That loseitze means, okay, just let things rest. You don't have to do this. Not only you don't have to divorce your second husband, you don't need a new Maisa Gerishin. And that, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, which when it comes to a Get Yashin. You don't even realize the Chiddush of the Rambam Perek Gimel if you don't know Perek Gimel. No? You think of Perek Gimel, the Rambam says, okay, let things ride, oh great. No. That's a Chiddush Nifla. Because Loseitze always means you have to redo the Maisa Gerishin. Rectify that problem. They don't become a Surah Labal. Okay? The Rambam is not true when it comes to a Get Yashin. In other words, a Get was given and then there was Yichud. So in such a case, don't use that Get. But if you use that Get, okay, then just let things ride. You don't have to go ahead and redo. Why is that so different? The case really of the Get Yashin. Rostovichik said such a, you know. Let's say you have a Get where there's a potential psul. There's a problem, the Chetzer shall Get, there's a problem. Okay, sometimes Mamishli gets puzzle. Okay, terrible. Sometimes we're going to assume, okay, b'diyeva, Hoseitze. Hoseitze means let's get a pristine Maisa Gerishin. But you don't become a Surah Labal. We're not treating you as Nashis Ish. The one end was Mazana with somebody else. Okay, that's true. So why exactly is this case different? Why is this different? You have a get that was written, Lachar Ksiva, there is Yichud. So they should formulate it in the following sense. It's not a psul in the get. But. Since ksiv is part of Maisa Gerishin, so already after the Maisa Gerishin, there's an Isra Yichud. Normally, you know, you're dealing with, there's an Isra Yichud. Rambam, Perchav Beis, Avokas Yisra Biya. There's no Isra Yichud with you and your wife. Even B'shas Nidasa, there's no Isra Yichud. U'la'achar, Ksiva Saget. There's an Isra Yichud. So that's exactly what the Gemara writes. Now, the Fayin test that you have Ksiva Saget. So therefore, Yichud is forbidden. This couple went ahead and violated it. They had Yichud after the Ksiva Saget. Rostovichik said to the Harifus, no. Ooh. You know what? If the get's not given, so the Ksiva was not the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. If the get's not given, then turns out that was not the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin in any shape or form. So that which the Gemara tells us, you know what, that Chatchila, the get should not be given. If the get indeed is not given, so it turns out the Ksiva Saget that was not utilized was not the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. It started, but didn't culminate in anything whatsoever, and therefore, there is no Isra'ich. And therefore, you salvaged. You avoided l'mafreya, so to speak, violating that Isra'ich. If the get would have been given, so now there was Yichud after the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. If the get is never delivered, so therefore the Ksiva Saget was absolutely nothing, and there is no Isra'ich. So that's why it's not a psul the get, but rather, the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin creates an Isra Yichud because the Ksiva is the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. Let's say go ahead and the get was written, there was Yichud, and the get is given. So you know what? They're divorced. The ksiva was the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. And those two people violated an issur of yichud. Do tshuva. You violated an issur of yichud. I'm going to go ahead and write a new get. I'm going to write a new get, a midrabana. Guess what? That second get is not going to salvage this yichud that indeed was violated. So that's where Oslovichik explained that Yotze min haklal of the Rambam. The Rambam normally lights when you have a psul in a get, they'll say it means yivinu ksivas haget. Here, that's not a psul in the get of yichud, but rather the ksivas haget as the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin creates an isur yichud. But only creates an isur yichud if it culminated in gerushin. If it didn't result in the gerushin. So that's exactly what the Gemara tells us the following, that get should not be delivered. That get should not be delivered. No, the get should not be delivered. If indeed it is delivered, so therefore, here we're not going to say that Oseitze means, but a nuksiv indeed is considered to be that which is necessary. The Sana Shavah Shemeva, all of these sukkahs, all the Mishnayas, all the Gemara, is they all point so beautifully to the unique role of the ksiva saget, not as the Achanas Achevtsu, but rather as part of the Tchilas Maisa Gerushin. And Rostovichik felt that that's why the Gemara assumes that the Muskel Rishon is we're going to treat the Kashrus of the Get as a Dover Shavarba. Not just simply because that, you know what, the impact is that she's a Grusha. Even without, because the Kashrus of the Get is not going to be treated as strict Yisuri. The kashrus of the get is going to be treated as a davar shaverva. And for that, the Gemara has to counter that even for the kashrus of the get, why do we have to rely on the representation of the aid? Because after all, k'mishan efkara, edus undedes the dummy. And therefore, even without that representation, we could establish that fact. But those are the unusual rites, the unique role of the ksivas haget. And that's the chiddush of Tosus. Getting that from a base, that there's a world of difference between Ksiva Sefer Torah and Ksiva Saket. When it comes to Ksiva Sefer Torah, what a sofer wants to rescind in any type of mindset, I see Dibur Mavato Mais. But Mashem came when it comes to Ksiva Saket. After all, it's a part of. But also says we wouldn't call that Mamish, a Maisa, to say, I see Dibur Mavato Maisa. In which case, the Baal is capable of being mevata leget, and therefore even Rav Nachman would agree that in such an instance of eino chozer megarish. We'll take a look at those sugyas, right? The timing and the achilas peros and the sur yichud, the concept of havchana, the psul of mechutza ktitza, all of which indicating that unique role of the kosav sefer krisus and benasim.